Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
The teen, this is a follow-up story, who gained international notoriety after opening his own medical clinic and practicing medicine without a license.
Yes.
Has been sentenced to 28 months in prison on separate fraud charges.
Because it's my understanding that's illegal, right?
Malachi Love Robinson, now 24, was convicted on fraud and grand theft charges. According to a police report, Malachi was working for United States of Freight, a shipping broker.
I think that's Malachi.
Okay, yeah, Malachi. It's spelled the same as Malachi, which is interesting.
Like the Malachi Crunch.
Yeah, the Malachi Crunch. Right, exactly.
So a shipping broker when he was arrested just 15 months after being released from prison. According to officials, Robinson instructed the customers to pay him directly instead of the company.
Of course.
One customer
Let's cut out the middleman.
Instructed to wire the funds to a bank account, and apparently they found that that account belonged to Robinson. The account received over $2,600. The other customers were instructed to pay via PayPal or Venmo. Subpoena records also found that the accounts were registered to Robinson. Malachi Robinson was first taken into custody for practicing medicine without a license back in 2016 after giving a physical exam to an undercover female officer.
Uh-oh.
At that time, he was sentenced to 3.5 years for practicing medicine without a license, grand theft, and various fraud charges.
He's What's the spatula for?
Serving 1 year in a Virginia prison on charges of forgery and fraud. A man was rescued Tuesday. Well, we already talked about that. From a car wash in Montgomery County. I was going to include that in the bizarre file, but we talked about it at length, so we'll move on. In South Carolina, the smell coming from a clothing donation bin reportedly caught the attention of somebody passing by, and that led to the discovery of a female body inside of it. Yeah. Now the sheriff's office says that authorities are investigating as they would a homicide. The bin was between a car dealership and a motel. Investigators took the whole thing away.
Was it like a dumpster bin? Because sometimes people fall into...
No, this is a donation bin.
Well, yeah, that's happened as well.
Absolutely. Not much is known about the body at this point, but officials believe the body is female, but they could not specify the age. There's no indication of how the person died. At first, they thought the person may have died trying to stay warm during a recent cold snap, but the remains were too decomposed for that.
I bring my dead bodies directly to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Officials also said a number of items in the bin appear to be several years old, including a collection of VHS tapes. I don't think they've cleared out this bin for a while.
Look, short circuit.
They expect to learn more about the case after an autopsy on Wednesday. Ahead of the New Year celebrations, people dressed as Santa Claus were allegedly beaten up by a Hindu organization in Ahmedabad on Friday. Finally, this might take the heat off of Philadelphia for throwing snowballs at Santa. Activists reached the Kankari Zoo entry gate where a carnival was organized by the government. They alleged that the people dressed up as Santa Claus...
It's our annual Santa beating.
...were conducting conversion activity by giving chocolates and religious books to the visitors. They also claimed that they received complaints about the same. The video of members of the Hindu organization attacking and beating up the individuals dressed up as Santa Claus went viral on social media. The members were seen threatening the Santa Clauses to go back to their churches to spread the word about their religion. By the way, they're a Hindu supremacist organization.
Oh, there you go.
A spokesperson said...
And they just don't like jolly people.
For the past 4 days, the Kankariya Carnival missionaries have been promoting Christianity by selling books dressed as Santa Claus near their entry of the zoo and promoting conversion activities by explaining about Jesus and Christianity. On being informed about that matter, 20 activists stopped the conversation activity in the government program. No police complaint has been registered about the incident so far.
There's something otherworldly about Santa's being throttled at a zoo.
Yeah. In Germany, a driver had his license taken away after he appeared to have fallen asleep behind the wheel of his Tesla, which was on autopilot and led police on a chase. And police spotted the Tesla driving down Autobahn 70, leaving Bamberg. Officers attempted to stop the Tesla, but the vehicle did not pull over. The car was traveling at about 70 miles per hour. It did not slow down or speed up during the attempted traffic stop. The Tesla kept the same distance from the patrol car in front as they traveled down the Autobahn. Police pulled up next to the Tesla's driver's side window and noticed a driver only identified as a 45-year-old male reclining in his seat with his eyes closed and his hands off the steering
wheel. You're going the wrong way.
The driver eventually woke up after 15 minutes into the pursuit and followed police instructions to pull over. Police also believe that the driver was under the influence of drugs. Further investigation revealed that the driver had placed a so-called steering wheel weight in the footwell of the car's driver's side, and that device is attached to the steering wheel to trick the vehicle's safety system by pretending that your hands are on the wheel. The driver is being investigated for criminal endangerment of traffic, and his license has been suspended pending a formal hearing.
Yeah, the whole length of the Autobahn, it's illegal to use vehicle automation.
Is it?
Yep.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
All right, we're going to start off with a story about the Liver King.
Oh, this guy.
A fitness influencer who admitted that he lied about using steroids, initially claiming that he'd achieved his physique by following the so-called ancestral tenets, like eating raw animal organs. And he's now facing legal blowback. A $25 million class action lawsuit has been filed in New York against the influencer, whose real name is Brian Johnson. Allegedly, he deceptively touted a primal lifestyle to promote his various businesses.
Yeah, he was selling basically his training system and saying that part of it had to do with eating raw liver.
The suit names Johnson as well as two of his supplement companies, Ancestral Supplements and Workout Focus The Fittest. The former offers products like MOFO, Male Optimization Formula, while the latter sells The Fittest Liver King Bar. Johnson had roughly 1.7 million Instagram followers, 4 million TikTok followers, and just under 250,000 YouTube subscribers. He uses his platform to promote practices like taking freezing showers, walking barefoot, and eating raw liver and bull testicles. The suit calls this approach cult-like and implausible, which referred to the raw meat diet as dangerous and life-threatening.
By the way, from the get-go, when this guy came on the scene, anybody who was in bodybuilding or anyone who knew anything about it knew the guy was juicing. But this is how I look this way. Absolutely laughable.
The suit continues Liver King's ongoing denial of using any steroid or other performance-enhancing drug, and misrepresentations concerning his alleged adherence to ancestral tenets further induce consumers to trust and rely on the efficacy and of the ancestral tenets and purchase the product. This is being filed on behalf of anyone who has ordered any of.
So it's a class action suit.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so they had actually a list, Preston, of what he was taking in the steroid and drug department.
Yeah,
in crazy amounts.
So yeah, apparently in one email that they found between him and another person, the sender wrote that he was taking $11,000 worth of the growth hormone Omnitrope per month, as well as a cocktail of other drugs. In his YouTube apology, Johnson suggested that there was room for pharmacological intervention within his ancestral ideology. So as long as
that's convenient,
as long as it was monitored and managed and trained by a trained hormone physician.
I achieved this body without steroids and all I used was steroids.
Mm-hmm. So he is going to be facing this class action lawsuit. We'll see what ends up happening with that. A husband in Thailand accidentally abandoned his wife on the side of the road and carried on driving for 100 miles, believing that she was asleep in the back of the car. Buntam Chaimun set off on Christmas Day to drive through the night to her hometown, but the driver had to pull over his pickup truck to urinate in the night and stop the car at the side of the road. After he stepped out of the car, Umnuai decided that she could relieve herself too and ducked into a nearby jungle for a quick bathroom break. When she returned to the road, the car was nowhere to be seen. She was left stranded in the dark. The wife had no money or phone, so decided to walk in the hope of finding help. Eventually, after pacing down the street for 13 miles, she found a police station around 5 a.m. She pleaded with police to help her find her husband, but she did not know his number by heart, and they were unable to locate him. They called her number, called his number or her phone at least 20 times. I guess it was in the car, but he failed to notice it in his car as he drove onwards, blissfully unaware of the panic he had caused. By the time he realized his error, he was 100 miles away from his wife.
All right, be that way.
And had to turn back around to collect her. He thought she was sleeping in the back seat the entire time. But no, she had gotten out of the car as well. I love this story. An angler and a kayaker seem to have ruined each other's day with an epic tangle in Sydney, Australia Harbor, in Sydney Harbor. The viral footage posted on TikTok by an angler who goes by the surname Spinking shows the moment a fisherman got his line caught on the kayaker. He begins to reel the man in, hoping that the move will allow him to retrieve his fishing gear. And the kayaker yells to the fisherman on the wharf. He's like, "I'm not going to be able to get it off. It's hooked onto the back." And the fisherman says, "I've got some expensive gear on there." But after a few more reels, the kayaker is just meters away from the harbor's edge. But that doesn't stop the angler, who keeps whining as the kayaker falls into the water. And the guy yells, the kayaker yells, "You effing twat, don't bring it in anymore. You're going to tear up the effing boat." In the end, it appears all in vain. He said, "I can't get it off. You're going to have to effing cut it," according to the kayaker. And he said, "Effing hell, I told you I was coming around." So,
and that, by the way, that harbor is shark infested.
Is it?
Yep. Oh,
and so the fisherman should have just cut his line.
Yes.
I mean, what an idiot. But he wanted to get his tackle.
Reeling down a human being in.
Yep. An employee at Park City Mountain Resort fell to their death Monday morning after a tree fell onto the cable of a chairlift.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A spokesperson for the resort confirmed that the employee who was on shift at the time was riding the shortcut chairlift when a tree fell and hit the line. The employee fell at least 25 feet, and despite ski patrollers' attempts to perform life-saving measures,
no.
They didn't make it.
My son is skiing there right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow, that's terrifying.
At Park City Mountain Resort?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so this happened on Monday, Nick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so they got there on Sunday.
All right. Well, we need an up story to end after that. A teenage pilot made an emergency landing on historic Route 66 Monday morning when a small single-engine plane suddenly lost power. Brock Peters, who is 18, says that he was shuttling family members from Apple Valley to Riverside Municipal Airport for breakfast when he heard a pop from the engine while he was flying over the Cajon Pass.
This is Brock?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
At that point, he said, "I didn't have any space or time to get to any other airports, and this was my only option and my only shot to get it down." Brock.
Yeah.
Guided the plane underneath power lines and landed safely on Cajon Boulevard. The plane was intact and none of the four people on board was hurt. The young pilot credits the safe landing to his training and instincts. Brock, said, "Just got to stay calm, remember my training, and just put the plane down and make sure that everyone is safe."
Well, good for him.
That's according to Brock.
Yeah.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.